Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And we are 30 days away from Elvis Week.
Who's nervous? Are we really a
month
away?
Are you nervous?
I am kind of nervous.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, we just have so much to do because we have so much going on.
We really do have a lot going on. A lot of exciting things happening. Of course, the biggest news to come out in recent weeks is that Priscilla Presley is going to join us for Elvis Week.
Yeah. We're excited about that.
We sure are. Priscilla Presley joining for the Elvis Conversations on Elvis event here at Graceland.
On August 15th.
August 15th will be a very busy day as Priscilla joins for Conversations on Elvis. And of course, later that evening is the biggest event of all of Elvis Week, the annual Candlelight Vigil beginning at 8:30 at the gates of Graceland.
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year. And we're going to have cool weather, aren't we?
I hope so.
You're going to order that out for us?
Fingers crossed. I'm going to do it right now.
All right. You send an email. Make it happen.
But yeah, it's going to be a really fun Elvis Week. We've talked about this for a while now, it feels like. But a cappella is something I'm super excited about. I was just telling Bevan here.
You were just singing. That's what you were doing.
I was just singing because I was telling him about my a cappella skills. So you're going to have to come here in Memphis to see this a cappella show. It's going to be great. We've actually listened to some of the tracks that these guys have laid down.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sound amazing. I mean, some of the songs they've taken and they sound absolutely beautiful. And I mean, that's just such amazing talent to me because I sure can't do it.
Yeah, they are sure talented. And while we wanted to be honorary members of their groups, not a single one of them accepted us. However, we are extras in Pitch Perfect too.
That's true. That's
yes.
True.
No, we're really not. we still have our day jobs at Graceland.
So yeah, Elvis Week is around the corner. We're really excited. But let's go back and recap the events that happened. Yep, let's rewind.
You wanted sound effects on this show, so there they are.
Thank you.
It wasn't really good, though.
Let's go back to July 5th, which was such a huge day around Memphis and around the world, and we celebrated in more ways than one.
We sure did. 60 years of rock and roll. It was July 5th, 1954, that Elvis Presley walked into Sun Studio for a recording session with Bill Black, and...
Oh, are you asking me?
Yes, it's quiz time.
I thought you were, like, just... blanking and was like, and
it's Elvis quiz time. Silent Bob contributor Bevan Badorf, do you know the answer?
It's a trick question.
Well, what are the answers?
Well,
Sam Phillips was there.
Scotty Moore is the answer. We just had an impromptu trivia session during the podcast. So yes, Elvis, Bill Black, Scotty Moore, and of course Sam Phillips in the studio. And 60 years later, we celebrated in a major way at Graceland with a special giveaway of over 1,500 posters.
They were so great, and they sold out of them. I mean, we didn't have any more left.
And they didn't even have to buy them. They were free.
Right. They're gone.
For the first 1,500 folks, it was a special giveaway for that day only. Then there was a special event at Sun Studio where they marked the moment in time. And DJ Dewey Phillips, who played Elvis for the first time on the radio ever, his son actually placed the needle on the record to play it for that special moment in time outside Sun Studio, which was a great day. And of course, the BBC was broadcasting live for about 4 hours from Sun Studio, and then a special TV special to follow on BBC4 in the UK.
And they came here, too, right?
Yes, and with Sam Palladio, for those of you who watch Nashville.
Yeah.
He's a big Elvis fan. He plays an American on the show, but he's actually a Brit and hosted the show that'll be airing on BBC4 later this month in July.
And we also had the Levitt Shell concert.
We sure did.
Which you were there.
I did.
You saw how great this concert
was. It was a fantastic concert and packed. The Levitt Shell was at overflow capacity for an outdoor arena.
That's great.
But it was fantastic. And of course, for those of you that don't know, the Shell at Overton Park was the site of Elvis's first professional concert, July 30th, 1954, just 25 days after that historic recording session.
So much history.
A lot of history, and of course, marking it in a special way with 60 years of rock and roll.
And if you were not able to be here, we have a ton of fantastic photos on our Facebook page.
We sure do.
So you can go back, check out all the pictures, and see what you missed, and hopefully you'll be able to join us for Elvis Week in August.
Yeah, we'll have a little special recap of 60 years of rock and roll during Elvis Week. ElvisWeek.com, your source for all things Elvis Week. What else do we have going on?
Well, we could talk about the Las Vegas Elvis Fest that's starting today and going on through the weekend.
And that's a pretty big deal because they've got a pretty good lineup.
They do have a really good lineup.
Who's going to be there?
Well, you know, they're having a couple hosts, Jerry Schilling and Joe Esposito, that were friends of Elvis. They're
members of the Memphis Mafia.
Yes. They're also going to have a concert with some of these Elvis tribute artists that we know. Dean Z, Ted
Love
Torres.
Love Dean Z. Good guys.
Cody Ray Slaughter. Sean Clush is actually going to be there.
The first winner of the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest. He's fantastic.
And they're also, Sammy Shore is going to be there.
And his significance is?
Well, Sammy actually was a comedian who opened for Elvis, and his son is Pauly Shore.
Yes.
So everything's going to be happening in Las Vegas this weekend, and it's at the same hotel that Elvis performed at,
yes,
in the 70s.
It was the International Hilton Hotel.
Yes.
And it recently changed names. The new name is
the Westgate Resort and Casino.
Yes. Just changed names like last week.
I know. It was very, very quick. But if you're in the Las Vegas area, check it out. I'm sure it will not disappoint. So that's really all that's happening in our world. I think we need to get back to our
office.
That's
all that's happening. Oh, my goodness. Elvis week is upon us. So we'll see you guys in 30 days right here at Graceland. Until next time, I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
Bye, guys. We'll